Hello, theater lovers. It's me, Bryn, here with your November episode of Playmates Podcast. Now, I'm really excited for this month because we're doing our first full one act. So you're going to hear the entire show from beginning to end in this episode. Pretty exciting, right? This month's episode is Strangers 2 by Alizé Yvette, which we are super excited to have here this month. For this one especially, I highly recommend you go to First Kiss Theater's Instagram account, at First Kiss Theater, and listen to the Artist Crush Discuss interview with Alizé. Not just because it's going to be awesome and cool, but because this play has a lot of personal significance to the playwright. Not that the other ones didn't, but this one is based a lot in something that actually happened to the playwright. So I highly recommend you go and listen to that interview. Now, a trigger warning for this month's episode, we have discussions of death. So if that's not something you think you can handle right now, totally okay. Just click off, come back maybe when you're feeling better, or go listen to one of our backlogged episodes. We have plenty. All right, guys, with that, let's get started. Once again, this is Strangers 2 by Alizé Yvette.
Strangers 2 by Alizé Yvette. To my baby brother Xavier, a spitfire of a human and the wisest of asses, no one loved as hard as you. This is my love letter. Forever your big sis, Zay. Characters, preferably POC. Z, she, they, 26, lost, finding solace, an introverted extrovert. A, he, him, 24, found, finding peace, an extroverted introvert. In the darkness, we hear the sound of waves. Seagulls, winds, whatever else makes you realize we're at the beach, you get it. Lights up on Z. They're staring at the boats on the water, watching the waves push and pull. The sun is yet to rise, but this is the best time to be truly alone with your thoughts at the beach.
This is good. This is nice. Look at the water. Wow, yes, ocean. You are okay. Just breathe, Z.
Z suddenly gets tense. They feel someone watching. A watchlight reveals a strange man smiling way too hard and waving at Z so hard that you would feel a gust of wind if too close. He begins to move toward them. Z feels frozen in place.
Fucking move your feet, dude.
It's too late.
Hey there. You hear a scream at the ocean too?
He looks out at the ocean, trying to portray some version of being deep.
Nope. I'm just looking at it. Are you screaming at the ocean?
I was, yeah. Till I saw you come. I didn't want to scare you away, so I figured I should probably stop. But then I ended up just standing over there, staring at you, standing over here. And so then I thought to myself, why don't you just go say hi? So, here I am, saying hi. I'm A, and you are?
I'm Zanaya, but you can call me Z.
Oh, wow. That is different. I never heard that before. Very unique. Very...
Oh, God. Please don't say what I think you're going to say.
Badass! That's a badass name! You could be like a spy.
He says this in a deep announcer voice, maybe an echo effect in the beginning. Who knows? He's really saying, yes and.
Introducing Zanaya, Ocean Starter. By day, Agent Z by night. Her weapon? Jicama!
Okay. That is not the way I expected that to go, even a little bit. What the fuck is a jicama, and why is that my weapon?
You've never heard of it? It's like a Mexican turnip. I'm actually really disappointed that you didn't know what that was off the top of your head. It is extremely common knowledge, I will have you know.
Well, thank you for that. Never thought a stranger I met on the beach could bring a smile to my face so quickly.
Oh my god. Your catchphrase! Oh, how could I be so blind? I can't believe I forgot the most important part. It has to be clever and cool, but also a bit comical. You got anything?
Obviously not. I didn't create this persona. Maybe take that sucker.
Nah, that's lame. I got you. Oh, you're gonna hate this. But I love it! And that's all that matters.
He gives them the slightest grin.
I've got a bone to pick with you. And you say it right before you kick their asses. Turnip in hand, hanging by a literal string. Because my idea is that you'll be swinging that shit around, knocking up heads and stuff.
I definitely would never, ever in a million years watch that show. That's her... Sorry. My catchphrase and her weapon is a turnip. Who is she fighting? A humanoid version of broccoli? It's gonna turn into a weird, uncomfortable remake of VeggieTales at that point.
Hey! Don't you ever disrespect VeggieTales like that again! That shit's a masterpiece. With that little-ass tomato and cucumber guy, I wouldn't trust anyone else to teach me about God's lessons and shit. Scout's honor.
They share a laugh together. It's nice. Gives a little sense of relief from the reason that they're both here. It's what they needed. A moment.
Can I ask you a question?
If we can sit down on this sand, then absolutely go for it. I can't stand any longer. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
They sit.
All right. I'm all ears. Like Eeyore.
Why were you screaming at the ocean? Like, for what reason? What purpose?
Honestly, stranger to stranger, I've just been feeling a bit stuck where I am. Like I've gotten the hang of it, but I'm still missing something important. And I wanted to release that tight-ass feeling in my chest, and I had this urge to just scream. If you scream at the ocean, it doesn't judge you, and it feels like it takes whatever you're feeling away with the waves. I never really been good at being honest with anyone, let alone myself, about how some days can genuinely be harder for me than others, and everyone expects me to always be chipper and not be in a bad mood. I'm human, though. It's only natural. And I mean, it's gotta go somewhere, right? Does that make sense?
Z's head is on their knees. They're just looking at A. We don't really know why.
What? Why are you looking at me like that? Do I sound stupid? Did I even make a lick of sense? If not, that honestly makes sense. Sometimes I just be rambling. I don't even know why I said...
No, not stupid at all. That makes perfect sense to me, actually. I just love it. Never heard of that before. I think I myself could use a good scream at the ocean. Matter of fact.
Z stands, looks up at the ocean, looks down at A, and looks back at the ocean. Takes the biggest dramatic breath in you could fathom and...
Ah! I feel so stupid. Oh, but that felt amazing. What the fuck? Why has my therapist never recommended that? Just looking out at the ocean isn't enough. This is good. I feel 10 times better than I did when I was just looking at these dumbass... fake seagull.
I'm sorry, fake? You don't think seagulls are real?
Nope, not one bit. Have you seen them? Like, actually looked at them for a decent amount of time? Why do they glide so long? What is the point of having wings if you're not using them? Why does no other bird do the same thing? Do you not find that insanely strange? Anyways, that's beside the point. Thank you for this, though. For sharing it with me and inspiring me to do it as well.
Wow. Okay. Gonna ignore those insane questions and get back to the matter at hand. Can I ask why you're here at the ass crack of dawn?
Z sits back down next to A.
Well, it's kind of depressing. You sure you want to hear something sad at the start of your day? I'm not trying to kill the vibes before they even really begin.
Nah, it's chill. If the vibes are killed, I'll just make you Venmo me $20 for my immediate bad mood. I'm joking! Obviously, I'm joking! Come on, tell me!
Okay. I'm actually here for a funeral. Ugh, yeah, I know, depressing. I came here before everyone woke up to compose myself, you know? Because I'm the oldest. I'm the strong one. If I break, so will my dad, and just... I know that people need me to be their rock, you know? But I feel guilty for truly not feeling strong, even a little bit. And how do you hold someone up when you yourself feel so extremely, extremely low, you know? I don't know, it's stupid. I'm sorry, I didn't. I wanted this interaction to be a sweet one, and it was just so sweet, and now I've ruined it. I just don't have any answers.
Who asked any questions? You're all good. I am a simple stranger. You can share with me. Grief is not linear. It comes in waves, and it just happened. You're okay. Can I ask who passed, or is that too invasive? Because if you tell me to shut up right now, I will.
No, it's fine. It was my little brother. It's fucked, right? Because I knew of him and whatnot, but we never actually got to know each other. We grew up in different places and had different moms, and, like, I don't know where this sadness is coming from. Do I even deserve to be this sad about a person I didn't even have the real privilege of knowing? I feel like I'm an asshole for having the audacity to cry for him. I don't even know if he had a nickname. And in reality, it's not technically my fault. We were kids. How was I, a kid, supposed to know how to reach out to him and make plans? That was our dad's job. Our dad did not do his one fucking job. Yet I feel like it is all on me somehow. I'm carrying the load, and for what? I know I'm going to hear these stories about him from cousins and friends who will say he was like a brother to them, and he was my actual brother, and I'm going to have none. Like, zero. And isn't that just so absolutely fucked? I am his sister, and I have no stories, no memories, nothing. So I came out here to mentally prepare myself to hear all these things about this kid I was related to and that I knew of, but never really knew. I feel like I failed him. I'm sorry, I am going on such a depressing and sad tangent, and you are a stranger who does not need to carry or hold any of this. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Z stands, looking out at the ocean, holding back their seemingly undeserved tears. Clenched fists, gross sniffles, you name it. A stands up as well, right next to them, and lets out the biggest, most ferocious... He looks over at Z. They both nod in agreement to each other.
It's okay to be sad about someone you lost that you wish you had known, you know? That's a sort of love in and of itself. You loved him without even truly knowing who he was. If that's not unconditional love, then I don't think I or anyone else really knows what it is. I'm sure he knew that.
I doubt it. How could he? It doesn't matter. Let's talk about literally anything else. Is A like short for something, or did your parents just give up right at the beginning?
Damn! So extremely harsh. You're mean when you mourn. Noted. You should keep that in mind for the next stranger you might meet on this beach, you know? So you can not be mean. But it is short for something. Well, I wanted to be mysterious. I don't really have a nickname. So I was like, hey. Yeah. That's good. But my actual name is Alex, though.
Just Alex? Not Alexander?
Nah. Just Alex. Simple, straight to the point. It's a vibe, yeah. Very laid back. Kinda like me.
I don't know, it feels lazy to me. What do I know? I have zero children to name. It's funny though, my brother's name is Alex. Like just Alex. You're the second just Alex I've known in my life and the first one I've actually met.
Really? I guess your brother had to be equally as cool then, huh?
You're all right. Relax. Don't get ahead of yourself, you'll ruin it. We got a good thing going right now, okay?
Like a stab to the heart. This is an extremely hurtful day, and it's all your fault, Z. How could you do this to me?
Oh, come off it. You're fine. Tell me why you came to this beach specifically, though. There's another one not too far from here. Why this one?
Alex suddenly gets serious. More serious than we've seen him this whole time.
Truth is, I was trying to meet someone. I've heard they are a pretty amazing person. Like a ball of light. It's how people describe them. Funny, pretty, and extremely caring. I wanted to see that for myself.
Well, are they coming now? Should I go? I don't want your first meeting to be hella awkward because I'm here with you.
Nah, it's cool. Don't even worry about it. I got to meet you. You are truly a remarkable person, Zenaya. I think I'm going to stick around and get to know you better if you let me. But I do gotta leave, though.
Yes, of course. I didn't know you were planning on leaving. Thought we could spend at least the next 10 minutes here together. You know, before I have to enter the depression vault over there. With sad people and the dead body and whatnot.
I wish I could. I really do gotta go, though. I tend to be late to most things in my life, and this is really something I shouldn't be late to. It's literally for me. I'm not that much of an asshole.
Oh, okay, let me get your number.
Z reaches down in their pocket and grabs their phone. After it's unlocked, they look up to pass it to A, but he's no longer there. Z receives a text message from who we can assume is her father. It is projected behind her. It's the eulogy for her younger brother, and he looks exactly like just Alex.
Oh my fucking God. Just Alex. Quite the nickname.
Z exits. Blackout. End of play.
Thank you so much to everyone who is listening and everyone who enabled this episode to exist. Huge thanks, of course, first to the playwright themselves, Alizé Yvette, for letting us do this show, as well as for lending their voice to the production as the stage directions. Many, many thanks to our voice actors as well, Javier Green and Adele Henville. You guys did phenomenally. It was amazing to work with you. Thanks to Lee Harrison Daniel for being the director of this month's episode, to Eliza Cooperschmidt for, as always, helping us keep our crap in line. This month's producer and editor was myself, and next month we'll be doing something super duper special with some familiar faces from First Kiss Theater. You might recognize it when you hear it. Anyways, thank you all so, so much for listening. We're so excited to have you here. We really value you guys, which I don't think we really have the words to tell you how much. We're coming up on the end of the year, and I think we're all thinking about, you know, how grateful we are for the things we've been able to accomplish this year as a company. And this is a big one, at least for me personally. So I know maybe it's a little early, but I wanted to say thank you to everyone for listening and being so supportive of this new era of the podcast. I know it's a pretty big change, but honestly, it has been so much easier to make the show with the incredible support of the First Kiss Theater board, especially that of Lee and Eliza, who have been my partners in crime these past few months in getting these episodes out to you in a timely manner. So, mushy stuff. Okay, I'll go on with the plugging. So if you guys want to see more of Playmates, please follow us on Instagram at Playmates Podcast. Also, of course, follow First Kiss Theater on Instagram as well at First Kiss Theater, just to see all the really cool stuff we're doing. We are really entering a new era right now of pushing out so many cool things. Honestly, I don't think we've ever been more excited about what's to come. So we want you guys to be as well. So go follow us everywhere that you can, which is mostly just Instagram. Well, and we'll be really excited to have you, not just as a listener to Playmates, but as a valued member of our First Kiss community. All right, guys, I think that is everything. So have a phenomenal rest of November. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving if you celebrate. And we'll see you next month with, like I said, a very special episode. All right. Bye now.